Hey everyone, welcome to the Smart to Death Podcast. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Anthony.
And it is the November 28th edition. We're back.
We are back after a long break.
Yeah,
it felt like a month. It was just 2 weeks.
It was a 2 week hiatus.
And a lot has changed.
Yeah.
A lot has changed.
New glasses.
New glasses for you. Polo attire for me.
No hat.
No hat.
Rocking a beanie.
We're new men.
Yeah.
We've picked up a couple of, or we picked up a sponsor for this one. We are now, if you guys are listening on the audio replay only, we do go live only on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/smarttodeath. We have made affiliate there. So what that means, if you are not familiar, is it is free to have a Twitch. You just go to twitch.tv, you sign up an account. If you have Amazon Prime, then you actually get one free subscription. If you choose to do that and give that subscription to Kyle and I, we do make a little bit of money from that. And you don't have to spend any of your own. So
yes.
Instead of us trying to sell you stuff all the way, this is a really nice way to do that. So that's something that's pretty cool. So we're excited about doing Twitch and directing people to one place. We're still going to do chat, still going to do our recaps. Nothing's changing, just the platform is all that's changing.
Yeah.
So long Thanksgiving. How was your week?
Oh, man. It was pretty good.
Did you eat a lot?
Oh my God, dude. So yeah, like I've been doing keto, but for Thursday and Friday, it was all hell broke loose in my stomach.
Oh no.
I was eating dressing. I was eating bread.
Green bean casserole. Green bean casserole, yeah.
I love green bean casserole.
I gotta get down to business and take these glasses off. That's my thing now. I got anti-glare in the new glasses, though.
I like that you took the glasses off to get down to business while we're talking about Thanksgiving food. You fat ass.
I've had a rough couple of days. I have vertigo.
Oh yeah, Anthony found out that he has vertigo.
I have no idea where my balance is.
No.
And last night when I kind of wanted to punch the guy that I took home yesterday, I would have, but I couldn't find my balance to get the back foot down to throw a strike. So,
oh my God.
Anyway, guys, we do have a new partner, and before we talk about the drink of the week, I do want to ask you, Kyle, do you have what it takes to become a wrestling manager?
I'm working at it.
You're working at it, sure. Yeah. So you can build your own stable of wrestling superstars, hire, fire, and train wrestlers and watch as they win matches and championships. World Wrestling Manager is a multiplayer wrestling game. Compete against your friends and other players to become the best manager of all time. You can get this app on Apple, like you and I have,
yep,
and on the Google Play Store. So check this out. This game is a lot of fun. Mags is in here, I believe, and he is he's playing as well, and he actually made us, and you're much better than I am.
He made us,
and you're a shit ton better of a wrestler than I am.
Damn right. I've been playing the game as well, dude. It's addicting.
It's a lot of fun, and they have an ad for us right now, which is cool. We're the Podbean one of the Podbean featured podcasts this week.
Yeah. The really cool thing about this this app, though, is they have actual promotions in it.
Yeah.
That's the real cool thing. So promotions that you've never heard of or that you heard of, they're in this app.
Yeah, Manager Smark to Death is solid. Yeah, so that's what JPQ is playing too. So I got a bunch of people playing this game. And Talkamania is now also sponsored by them. So
yeah,
get the family back together.
Ayo.
But if you like this podcast, the best way to support us is to give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating and review. You can do that on Stitcher. You can do that on iTunes. You can do that anywhere you listen. But what happens?
We become number one in your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Number one in your hearts. That way, like we're in Canada, pretty damn close at least. Number one on charts.
Number 108.
Number 108 on charts.
Closer than we've ever been before.
Hey, a big shout out to Canada.
Yeah, thanks, Canada. We were there for 2 days.
Ayo.
Fell right out, but we made the fucking charts.
I'm keeping it.
And we also won Wrestling Podcast Awards. We got the best live show. And if you're watching live, you're seeing the best live wrestling podcast on the indies.
Yeah, so thank you to everybody that voted for us. That's fucking awesome.
Talk about your drink.
Oh, shit. Okay, so today... my fucking doorknob fell apart, so I got very frustrated, which I decided I needed a old-fashioned, which then quickly I realized I do not know how to make an old-fashioned.
I don't either.
So what we ended up doing is making this concoction.
It's an old Dylan.
We're going to call it the old Dylan, the old Dilly Dilly. It is Maker's Mark, Orange Dash Bitters. Maraschino cherry. No. It's orange bitters.
Orange bitters. Okay.
Sorry. Five dashes. A lot of cherry. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Oh and some soda. Swerve. Oh, yeah. We threw some club soda in this.
To try to water this bullshit down.
I haven't even taken a sip of this, so I'm fucking
Let's get it right. We're back with a vengeance. Woo! We almost broke the glass.
You took a big old drink. Oh,
that is smooth.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Rough for you, buddy?
It wasn't actually that bad.
No. You played it like you hated it.
That's what I do. I can turn it on real quick. Real fucking quick.
That's true.
Give me some lemons for the scurvy?
Yes, please.
He can turn it on real quick. We might have something to talk about turning on next week on next week's show. Spoiler alert.
Hell yeah. But, guys, we've been gone for a while, so... Round one's going to be fucking insane.
Yeah.
Round two is going to be fucking insane. And guess what? Round three is going to be
fucking insane.
Actually, it's going to be pretty moderate. No, it's going to be fucking insane. Guys, make sure you stick around. We're going to keep trying to polish the fuck out of these. And we'll be right back.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Let's get started, fuckface.
I love it. I love it so much.
I'm glad you do.
You're really making my dad proud.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. So... if this is your first time with us on Twitch, what we do is round one, 1 minute topics, round two, 2 minute topics, round three,
free for all.
It's a fucking free for all.
And then questions.
And then questions.
So let's get started with round one, buddy.
Yep. Cares. Are you ready? Set that timer. Sports to death. All right. So we got to talk about Braun Strowman. So they had been building to Braun versus Baron Corbin. If Braun won, he was going to get the title shot against Lesnar at Royal Rumble. If Corbin won, he was going to be the actual general manager. But we got big problems now. Braun Strowman has had he's injured his elbow, which he fractured, and he just had surgery on it.
And it looks bad.
Yeah, it's a lot worse than what we first expected.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a little like procedural thing, I
guess. Yeah, that's what I thought as well.
So, yeah, it looks like Braun is in jeopardy for a while. Raw's in jeopardy because they've lost their top two guys now.
Oh, my God, Raw this week. That was horrible.
It was bad. It was the worst. Yeah, and now we don't know if we're going to get Corbin versus Braun, which I was actually excited for, to be honest.
I thought they had very good stipulations on both sides, so it kind of made it pretty interesting.
I thought it was going to make Braun and Corbin work really well together, too.
I thought the same. But they did a good job of taking Braun off of TV with the beatdown to elbow. That was a fantastic beatdown.
It was. It was a really good beatdown, and they did a great job making a monster look just beatable and, you know.
So what do you think happens to Braun moving forward?
You know, I would imagine he's just on the shelf until they need to get him ready again. So
do you think he goes back into the title picture?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he'll be back in the title picture. They have to. Who else is there?
Well, Rousey is in the title picture.
That's true.
She's the champion.
Uh-huh.
And so it is going to be Rousey versus Nia Jax at TLC for the Raw Women's Championship. How do you feel?
Meh.
Meh.
I mean, I kind of feel meh about the entire Raw Women's division, to be honest with you.
Wow, okay.
Just because I don't think there's any serious contenders for her right now.
I think Nia's really your only one, isn't she?
Right, right. And I think they're doing a great job building Nia. I know maybe this is like not the right way to feel, but yeah, she's got some heat, and I think they're leaning into this heat the right way.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, she's getting chance of like, you can't wrestle, you can't fucking whatever. She's a heel, who cares?
Every heel gets that chance, really.
Yeah.
It's, if they're a legit heel that people just hate, that's what they get.
Okay. Yeah, because you can't say that to Kevin Owens.
No, but you used to get to The Miz.
Yeah, because he couldn't wrestle for a long time. Yeah,
but
yeah.
He had major heat, though.
He did. I mean, I think it's fine. I think this is what you have to do. You have to have, I guess, Nia versus Rousey. You got to keep her busy for a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. At least still Royal Rumble.
That's true.
And then hopefully we get some stuff going.
Hell yeah.
Let's talk some more about injuries, though. Let's talk about Marco Stunt.
Yeah.
So if you don't know who Marco Stunt is, he is a 4-0.
105 pound.
Who is this kid? Like, he's not a kid.
No. He's a grown-ass man.
He looks like, he reminds me of, like, Andy Milonakis. Like, you don't know his age.
You don't. But he's a good wrestler. And he was, like, one of the hottest independent wrestlers on the scene. He was, like, had an incredible amount. And we were talking, me and John, who's in the chat all the time, we were watching LA Confidential and talking about how, like, he really like, he was really hot, man. He was going places. People were really loving him, and he got hurt on just a bad Canadian destroyer. It wasn't even a botch. It's just, he just landed wrong, I guess.
Yeah. Broke his femur, didn't he?
Broke his femur. Yeah. Ooh. So he and Joey are all hanging out together, just injured. So,
well, Joey Ryan's out there going against Cody Rhodes.
Staring contest.
In a staring contest.
And Dwayne Popper's paper scissors.
Yeah. But best of luck to Marco Stunt. Mm-hmm. Let's stay on this injury train.
Another hot indie.
Yeah. MJF. He fractured his elbow, too.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. What is up with people's elbows?
Well, he has to relinquish the CZW championship, so yeah. That's a bigger issue.
Yeah.
Because now you have this guy who was like the face of a promotion for a little bit.
Not only was he the ZZW champion, he was also the, I believe it's the middleweight title for MLW. So that's two promotions with that are just kind of fucked right now.
Yeah, yeah. And MJF was another guy. He was an up-and-comer.
Yeah.
All in. Lit a fire under his career. And was making him go places. And so now we're talking about another big indie star that's gotten injured. And that's a big loss.
Yeah, while we're still on MJF and MLW, Tom Lawler, he got injured during an MMA fight. So I think that's our first time to see a wrestler who does both, and he actually got injured.
Yeah,
I haven't seen one in a while.
No, it's been a long time. Really, indie wrestlers don't get hurt all that much. It's just like a big spree of them all of a sudden.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, let's stick with indie wrestling. Let's talk about some ROH.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Daniels and Kazarian.
Yeah, Christopher Daniels and Frank Kazarian.
Yeah. So apparently, both of them, they're both being pursued for WWE.
As coaches, if you watch BTE.
Yeah, as coaches. But the interesting thing with that, though, as well, is that they are both working with ROH without contracts.
Just like Cody.
I think that's very ballsy.
It is ballsy. I mean, but these guys are like mainstay ROH guys, so of course they have a place. Like, they're going to get work with ROH as long as they want to get work with ROH.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Like, it's super weird that all of a sudden these guys now are in contract season with the Elite. Like, it is not a coincidence that they're working without contracts, right?
I don't know.
I mean, we got a topic in round three we're talking about, and you guys all know what it is. You know what the topic is. It's the biggest of the last 2 weeks. But
so do you think there's any chance Danielson Kazarian go to WWE? I told you about my dream.
I think there's a chance. I think there is a chance that they go there.
I made sure I told Anthony this. I had a very vivid dream. For some reason, Danielson Kazarian were in my dreams, and they showed up at WWE.
You did tell me about. I forgot you told me about that.
It's a weird ass dream, man.
It's some fucking weird shit.
Let's talk about some more people that might be going to WWE, though. Silas Young.
Yeah, who we are working on getting an interview with. So hopefully that comes to fruition. But Silas Young is being pursued by WWE as well.
Hard.
I want to know what you think about that.
I find it very interesting.
Yeah,
He's 39. He looks 50, but he's 39.
And he's the last real man.
But so rumors came out, I believe, last week that WWE was very interested in him. And then it comes out today that he was actually backstage at Raw.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, I find that to be very crazy.
I think it's weird that he's on their radar.
I do too. Like,
I think Silas Young is a fucking great wrestler.
Yes.
Good character, very athletic. It's just weird.
Yes, it's someone that you wouldn't expect.
No, but I mean, they're trying to sign everybody they can right now.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Let's talk about EC3. So EC3, apparently he was supposed to be called up after SummerSlam. Do you think that was the right? Would that have been the right call?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't called up. The rumor is because he had a concussion. Makes sense. You wouldn't get called up if you have a concussion. Stay down in developmental for a little bit longer. Do I think it was the right call for him to stay down, or for them,
or
to
for WWE to already call up EC3?
Yeah, I think his character would go over really well on main roster.
I do too.
I think he would be much more over on main roster than he is in NXT. It's that slower style wrestling, that old school style. Like
he's more character work.
He's all character work. And Raw needs characters bad, and he'd be great on Raw.
Bad.
He would be great on Raw.
You think so?
They need a heel that's an actual fucking character.
I think they need some fucking faces on Raw. They don't have anybody.
That's true. They need something on Raw. EC3 would have been a great one.
I think so as well. But sadly, we got to move on to probably the saddest topic of the week.
Yeah.
Hiromu Takahashi. it looks like he might be done with wrestling.
Yeah, apparently things are not progressing as well as they thought they would. I'm real fucking bumped about this.
I know
you were just getting into him.
Yeah, and I was. Injured. Yeah,
you. I was about him all. Oh, yeah. All this year, I've been about Takahashi, and then finally he had like the best Super Juniors match, and then that match with Ospreay, I think was it for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the light heavyweight and or junior heavyweight, and then he gets hurt.
Against,
terrible
Dragon
unnecessary
Lee.
Move.
Yeah, that. You thought it was just a dragon suplex, and I had to re-show you the video. I was like, no, this
what
is like
I call
the...
it? A dragon bucket throw him?
Yeah.
Something like that. A package throw him, kill
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's the most unnecessary move I've ever seen. But
and he was so hot, man.
Oh, my God. Dude. Like, yeah, he won the G1. He won the title. Like, he was on his way to be
super over. He was the best part of LIJ, I think, yeah. at that time. So I hope this isn't true, but it's a bummer if it is.
Yeah.
Meltzer's usually right about New Japan, so.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about Impact.
Yeah.
So I believe it was last week or maybe 2 weeks ago that Evolve, who is partners with, or at least affiliates mm-hmm. with WWE, they announced that LAX was coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was super excited for it. I thought we might get a Street Profits versus LAX match mm-hmm. at Evolve. I thought that would have been really good. But Impact has pulled them from the show.
Good.
I think it's good. Because
it's not the OGs, right? It's the LAX with
Santana.
Santana, yeah. LA Impact cannot lose LAX.
No, they cannot.
They need to pay them whatever it is. They cannot. WWE cannot get them. Because they will be successful in WWE.
Oh, yeah.
They will be amazingly successful in NXT. They fit perfectly in that tag team division.
Yes, they
and
do.
And they fit perfectly in a feud with the Usos.
Oh, my God, yes.
They will be incredibly good on WWE. Impact cannot lose them. They are two of the best wrestlers, young wrestlers in the world right now, I think. They're not even young, I guess.
I don't know what their actual age is, but they're pretty young, I think.
They're fantastic. I'm glad that they pulled them.
Yeah.
Great move.
Yeah, it is a good move. Let's talk about some more people that might be rumored to go to NXT. Guys, we have been gone for a while, so we're catching up right now. But Shane Strickland.
Yeah.
Trevor Lee.
Uh-huh.
And ACH are all rumored to be headed to NXT.
I feel like we talked about a while back with ACH, and I said that I'm surprised WWE didn't already sign him.
Yes, you did say this.
Because he is exactly what they like in NXT wrestlers.
Yeah.
Shane Strickland's great.
Oh, my God.
All three of them are great.
I was so bummed to see Trevor Lee leave Impact.
Yeah.
But it makes sense to go to WWE because he's got ties with the Hardys.
He does. Now, Trevor Lee did say that he would also go to New Japan.
I think that might be more beneficial for him.
I think so, too. I think Shane Strickland would do better in New Japan also.
I think I would love to have Shane at Impact.
I wish ACH would do a full-time stint with Ring of Honor in New Japan, honestly.
Which I think he used to do full-time with ACH.
Not full-time. He really? Made appearances, but he wasn't full-time. He'd show up in like tournaments and stuff, but no. These are big games for NXT where they don't have any room. But
let's talk about the biggest loss for Impact, though. Ray
in
Phoenix.
CMLL.
Yeah. Ray Phoenix, he's out for the rest of 2018. Now, here's the good thing for Impact. This is just for Impact. Mm-hmm. Obviously, sucks for Ray Phoenix.
Sucks.
But
yeah.
Impact has already filmed mm-hmm. all their shows for 2018. So you're never going to, if you watch Impact, mm-hmm.
you're not going to miss Phoenix, yeah.
But if you were hoping to catch Ray Phoenix at a show, he's not going to be there. He is done for the rest of 2018.
And it was a weird injury. It was just like a non-contact, wasn't it? It wasn't anything from a move. He's not really that dangerous.
I wrote down with an injury. I did not actually write down.
Yeah, if you guys know in the comment section, let us know what the injury was. If you're listening on audio, DM it to us or tweet it at us. But yeah, Ray Phoenix is another one of those guys. I mean, this is a lot of really big indie stars that are getting injured.
And I'm hoping that he sticks around because he's got a big tag match coming at Homecoming. Impact's Homecoming.
Yeah, who's it? Him and Penta versus...
I think it's... Is it LAX?
Maybe. Oh, God.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about departures. We've talked about people being out for the year. Let's mm-hmm. talk about some returns.
Yeah.
So, if you watched Starrcade this past Saturday, or Sunday, sorry, mm-hmm. You... It was an okay. It was all right. And that actually, it was pretty bad. Pretty bad.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. But we did have a return that was not aired. Bray Wyatt made his return at Starrcade.
And then wasn't shown on Raw, although they say he was backstage.
He was backstage.
To bring him back.
But yeah, he was not shown at Starrcade. He was not shown on Raw. He's just hanging out.
Why the fuck is he even off? Like, why is he off TV? I don't understand that.
After Matt Hardy got injured, I thought they were going to repackage him and do something with him. But he's when he came up at Starrcade, it was the same thing.
They said he worked face, though.
Yes.
They said he did work his face. So,
which they were trying to do that before.
They tried to do that with him when they had him tag with Roman, then he got injured. Bray would work really well as a face. That's someone you need on Raw. You need him as a face on Raw, and then that would probably help.
I say he comes out at TLC.
Where?
Instead of Braun. Corbin's going to be like, Braun's not here. Do the 10 count.
Oh. Bray shows up. I like that.
You're probably wrong, but I like that. Oh, more than likely.
I like that.
Well, let's talk about my favorite thing that happened this week in wrestling. Becky.
Yeah.
Charlotte and Asuka.
Yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo. Two people are ready for Asuka at TLC, I think.
I think so.
And Becky cut a promo saying that, like, Asuka earned her way there, but Charlotte, like, woo, my daddy, woo, I get privileges, or whatever she said.
Dude, her Twitter game's just so damn
This good. Will main event TLC. This will main event TLC.
Yeah, more than likely it will. I'm still hoping for Daniel Bryan and AJ to main event because I would like to actually see the WWE title main event a fucking show in 2018.
You gotta have Becky main event.
I don't see how this is.
Well, they were going to main event Survivor Series, right? Wasn't that the rumor? Becky versus Ronda was supposed to
main event. That was supposed to be your main event.
They think Becky is a main eventer.
Oh, she definitely is. This was the best thing of the whole week.
Yeah.
Past 2 weeks.
She came back and you know that WWE stock went up like the same day that she showed back up? Like today it was up by like 5%.
Interesting.
I mean, it's not a direct correlation to it, but it is ironic.
Oh my gosh. Well, I am super excited for Becky versus Charlotte versus Asuka in a TLC match for the SmackDown Women's title.
And we got one more topic left.
We do?
Yeah. Lars Sullivan.
I totally skipped it. Yeah. Lars Sullivan. He's headed to the main roster. So, and I like the way that they're doing it, where both SmackDown and Raw they're vying for his services.
I'm interested to see how it goes. I'm really interested to see how it goes after all the negative press he's had lately on the dirt sheets. Really, I didn't see this,
but go ahead and tell.
It's just he said some shit on a bodybuilding forum at one point 10 years ago. It's some really really bad shit. Some really bad shit, but it's been 10 years. He wasn't even part of WWE then. He called Jeff Hardy a junkie, though with no talent.
Samoa Joe did that on SmackDown.
Yeah, he sure did. Ooh, that promo was fire.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not big on Lars Sullivan.
Oh, I am.
I know you are. You always have been. I never have been.
I think he's going to be a big star.
Not a big guy. Not a big fan of him at all. But whatever, they need new people, except he's going to be a heel, and we don't need any more of those in WWE. We got plenty.
Yeah, we got plenty.
Heels aplenty.
Hills aplenty. All right, guys. Well, that's it for round one.
That's a big one.
Woo, I'm so tired.
Yeah, you look exhausted. I can see the sweat through your beanie.
That's because I keep it 80 degrees in here.
Yeah, I'm hot. That's why I'm not wearing a jacket.
Getting hot. Getting heated. Oops. All right, guys. Well, we're going to take another commercial break. Keep drinking my cough medicine.
Oh, it does look like Tussin.
It does.
It looks like some Tussin. Look at this.
Straight up. And then we're going to talk about AJ Styles, David Arquette, more Impact, and of course, what's going on in WWE, NXT, UK.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, guys.
Did you know that according to Facts, Smart to Death listeners are above average in terms of intelligence, charm, and good taste? Hi, I'm Mr. Warren Hayes, and you are exactly the type of audience I want for my own wrestling podcast, The Mr. Warren Hayes Show. Every week, I jump onto YouTube to recap both WWE Raw and SmackDown, occasionally sprinkling a pay-per-view prediction show with a special invited guest. I love to cover wrestling seriously without taking it too seriously, so it's always a good time. So come and join me at tinyurl.com/Mr. Warren Hayes, and if you do, I will hug you stronger than Anthony Suter hugs his Kenny Omega body pillow. Once again, that's tinyurl.com/Mr. Warren Hayes. I hope to see you there soon.
Welcome back, you son of a bitch.
I missed it.
I know you did.
I was just with Olivia, who treats me so nice. And I missed the punishment. And now,
oh my God.
Just kidding.
He pays good money for it.
Yeah, I get talked shit to a lot on our Twitter, so.
Wink.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's talk about AJ Styles. Mm-hmm. So his contract is coming up. Mm-hmm. I believe January? Is that the end of his contract?
Yeah, it's conveniently around the same time as all the rest of the old Bullet Club guys. So, it doesn't mean anything.
But he is negotiating a new deal with WWE. Mm-hmm. The big thing, though, is less dates. Yes. That is what he's looking for.
This is huge.
Oh, my God.
They've got to do whatever they can to make sure that AJ Styles has longevity. He didn't wrestle last night.
Nope.
Just cut a promo. He hasn't really wrestled a lot lately. That's great.
He wrestled at Starrcade. He was off of SmackDown the previous week.
Yeah.
Didn't wrestle this week. He's taking breaks.
Yeah,
he didn't wrestle at Survivor Series either.
It's great. I think at this point he's done enough in the industry.
Oh
and
my God! Yes.
He's already done enough in my books in his WWE time to be one of their Hall of Famers.
Oh yeah, 100%.
They talk about his career before he got there anyway. So clearly they intended, as soon as they booked him as a main eventer on SmackDown, they intended to make him a Hall of Fame type guy that they can book in that. So
he's definitely earned it.
This is great. They're not going to lose AJ Styles. So good for him. He's going to make a bunch of money and be great.
Yeah, I think he is the one guy that does deserve this. The last days, because he's worked his freaking ass off since joining. He's never worked a schedule like this.
No, this is the most intense he's ever worked.
Yeah, and he still puts on great matches. He still moves like he's 20.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
But you, like, when you're him though, like, now you've proved to Vince that you can work this way. You can give him what you want, what he wants.
Yeah,
and so you've earned it. You've earned like less dates. And Daniel Bryan doesn't wrestle all the time. No. This is just what they do. This is how they treat people,
which they should.
Yeah, I mean, even Roman was getting to that point. Roman wasn't wrestling every Raw. He was wrestling a lot of Raws.
Yeah,
but whenever he was going to be wrestling with Brock, I mean, they took him off. He wasn't wrestling all that much. I think it's fine that they treat their main eventers. Just let him cut promos.
Is there any chance that he leaves WWE?
None. Zero.
None?
Absolutely zero.
Wow. Okay.
Less than zero.
Whoa.
Yeah. His buddies, I think they leave. Him, no.
Interesting. All right. Well, let's talk about LA Confidential. So we talked about Marco Stunt getting injured at the show. We got to talk about this might even be a worse injury.
Whew. I don't know.
Yeah, let's talk about this David Arquette versus Nick Gage death match.
Interesting note, the jobbers that pinned The Miz last week, Eli Everfly was one of them. He was on this show.
Interesting.
Yeah, found that out. So, John in the chat and I were watching LA Confidential together that night, and it came to Nick fucking Gage. That was my first experience with Nick Gage.
Oh my God, dude, it's insane.
It's awesome. Are you a fan of that?
I'm not the biggest fan of death matches.
Oh, I love them.
I used to watch Backyard Wrestling. I used to play like the games. Mm-hmm. I used to watch like ECW, but like death matches, I'm kind of iffy on.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome.
He was a prisoner, wasn't he?
He was a prisoner. He just actually wrestled in Chicago the other week too. So Saturday, and he was great. Right. Anyway, so yeah, David Arquette was beaten up pretty bad. He looked pretty good though. Have you seen that match yet?
I haven't watched the whole thing.
Okay.
I've seen clips.
Yeah, you've seen him do the diamond cutter to David Arquette or to the light bulbs. Gage, the light bulbs. Yeah. Yes. I'm not a big fan of the light bulbs in general, especially when they accidentally bust open David Arquette.
And where did they bust him open?
On his neck, and it was bad.
Yeah, that was gruesome.
You know, you got to give David Arquette credit for multiple reasons. Number one, he walked out of that ring ready to fucking quit, but he walked back in and lost.
Yeah.
He walked back in, like, he agreed to a death match. All the way up to it, he said, I'm going to die. And then
almost died.
But yeah, he did that. And then he gave credit to Nick Gage. He was like, man, no, don't, like, y'all don't shit on Nick Gage. That's me. I agreed to the match. These aren't for me.
Yeah.
I freaked out. He made the mistake. He did. He freaked out and got cut, and you can't do that. It's very, very low margins for error in those matches.
So before we move on to the next topic, I just want to ask you, has David Arquette, what's the best word, redeemed his image in wrestling? Instead of being associated as the celebrity that won the WCW world title, has he redeemed himself in 2018 with his wrestling?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, all the wrestlers were talking, giving him a lot of respect the next day.
Yeah.
And he said it was his fault. Yeah, absolutely. I think he does. And he wants to work in more matches, so let him.
He was on an Impact show, so.
Let him.
Let's talk about some Ring of Honor Final Battle matches that have been announced.
This card is so fucking good. This show is going to be so fucking good.
And I don't think I'm going to be able to watch it. It's going to be Mind Cares' anniversary weekend, so we're going to be out
doing some better. That'll be better. Yeah, me and John, we got you. We're covering it.
Good, good. So let's talk about some of these matches that have been announced. The show is December 14th.
Yes.
That is a Friday, I believe.
Yes.
We might have a giveaway for it.
We might have a giveaway for it. I'm trying to figure all this stuff out. So hopefully Fight TV does.
Yeah. So just make sure you stick around like on our Twitter. Uh-huh. Keep up with all the updates for that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some of these matches. We have SCU.
SCU.
Versus the Briscoes versus the Young Bucks in a ladder match for the tag titles.
It's going to be great. Just like like every time those three mix it up.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. Oh, my gosh.
This next match I'm more excited about, I think.
This one?
Yeah.
All right. So we
I know you do. Both of them.
Yes, you do. Marty Scurll versus Christopher Daniels for Marty's title shot at Final Battle. Now, I did not know about this stipulation.
Yeah, that's why I'm so excited about it.
So I am very curious what happens here because until lately, you were very adamant that Marty was headed to NXT.
But he's in the garden, though, so he's there till April, at least.
Yeah. The Talk is Jericho podcast. They pretty much, like, it almost nixed it. Mm-hmm. And then he got the title shot, but now the title shot's up for grabs.
Right, to two people that may not be there for much longer. But
so, do you feel like...
Nah, Marty will retain. He'll retain his title shot. Yeah, for sure. It'll be a good match. This is the match maybe of the card. Maybe of the card.
I don't know if I'm ready to go there. It's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're talking about Zack Sabre Jr. making his ROH debut against Gresham.
The best technical wrestler and the best technical wrestling promotion.
Oh, my gosh.
This match is going to be fucking fire.
Oh, my God.
So good.
So you got those three matches. They've already announced Hangman Page versus Jeff Cobb. And, of course,
Jay Lethal versus Cody Rhodes.
Which Cody has said numerous times, this is his last match in ROH. So
Swerve.
Expect a good match.
Swerve.
Really?
I think so.
We've got a big round three to talk about.
There's a lot going on.
Let's move back to WWE just for a split second.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this rumored match for WrestleMania 35. Mm-hmm. Seth Rollins versus the Beast incarnate, Brock Lesnar.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You didn't want to commit all the way, too, because you didn't want to spit on the mic.
No.
This is the right way to go.
Mm.
What other option do you have? You have to have Brock Lesnar on WrestleMania.
No, you do.
And you know what Brock Lesnar will do? In this match, the same fucking thing we just saw with him and Daniel Bryan. Would he not? That's the exact same thing.
No, he will. Here's the thing, though.
Uh-huh.
Does he take the pin?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
For the title?
Yes. Yes. I think they'll put Seth Rollins over. They have to.
So what happens to Dean? Now, I will say this. Dean versus Seth was probably, it started off so fire. So mm-hmm. fire. And it has been one of the worst feuds.
It's bad right now. Yeah,
so
the
bad.
Weird fucking cortisone shot, like Dean getting ass play on Raw the other day. That was fucking weird.
What are we doing?
I don't know. It's like they want Dean to be a heel, but they still want him to be a comedy gimmick as well. Yeah. It's like they don't know. They are booking Seth really well in this feud, though. Seth looks great.
No, yeah, he looks fantastic, but Dean looks dumb. And if this is mm-hmm. your rumored match for 35, like, what are you going to do with Dean at this point?
You can find other things for Dean. Not that worried about it. I don't know what they are right now, but you can find other things for Dean. You can give him the IC title. You can cool off Seth for a little bit. Have him win the Rumble. He faces Brock. Seth Rollins winning the Rumble would tear the fucking roof off of that building.
Where's the Rumble at this year?
Phoenix, I think.
Yeah. Oh, at the Arizona.
Yeah. The roof will blow off if Seth Rollins actually wins the Rumble.
There's not a roof there. It's a stadium.
Is it there? Is it at University of Phoenix Online Stadium?
No. Not the. It's at the ballpark, City Field.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, that's gonna look good on TV.
Yeah, that's gonna look real cool.
I love
cool.
baseball fields. They look so good, like appropriate seating.
Before we even move on, Karis and I for our anniversary are gonna be going to the Globe Life Park.
Uh huh.
And they've got like this whole like Christmas enchant thing. So yeah. like Christmas maze and ice rings. Oh, that sounds, it's going to be inside the ballpark, though.
That sounds delightful. Yeah. Actually, I think that Liv and I are going to be in Six Flags the next day because we're not going to go this weekend instead.
Well, we might be at Six Flags the day before. Speaking of delightful things, Impact Wrestling might be moving to a new TV host.
They need to badly.
They need to.
Because the product is too fucking good to be on Pop TV.
At 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, then I think ratings are doing worse.
Yeah, they've lost about 100K. Yeah.
That's bad. WGN's a huge one. That's where I hope they go.
So Impact is currently in negotiations with WGN, True TV, and the former home of WWE's ECW and SmackDown Sci-Fi.
Someone said, I think they're responding to Impact, saying that Impact's moving again. Impact is, they're nomadic at this point. They have to be because they're the fourth wheel.
Yeah.
Maybe they are. Maybe lower than that.
They possibly could be.
They're not.
They put on one of the best shows that I enjoy. But yeah, like right now you have WWE at the top. You have New Japan. You have Ring of Honor. You have MLW. Yeah. If you want to consider NXT its own thing, then you've got a couple of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have Impact.
Impact needs to get on a WGN. I actually think that they would do great on True TV. Because they have
True TV?
They have personnel there to be more than a 200 to 300,000 people a week promotion.
With Pop TV is not a big, it's not on every TV.
No.
Now Sci-Fi, that's on a lot of cable
True
boxes.
TV's on everybody's cable box. True TV would be fantastic. Also, because I think like Jordan Grace, I think would be over mainstream. Brian Cage 100% would be a mainstream star.
Johnny Impact.
Yeah, he already is. People know him
he's
from Survivor.
Working at it.
You put a guy that's on Survivor on True TV where everybody can watch and you will get people watching.
Yes.
You will get people watching, period. Because people know who it is. Our friend Brandon knows who John Morrison is because of Survivor.
Yeah.
So I think that's where they have to go. Tessa, they have mainstream talent.
Yes, they do.
They have plenty of mainstream talent.
They have plenty of mainstream talent that can be crossed over to other shows.
I think so, yeah. I hope that they get the True TV deal. That's where I want them to be. WGN would be fine, but that's not everywhere either.
No, but here's the saving grace for Impact. They're able to have these negotiations, and if all three of these fall through, they're still able to stay on Pop TV, which I think that's really cool, Pop TV to do.
It is really cool. It's also because they need the
it's
views.
Like one of their, besides Schitt's Creek, that is their highest rated show.
Schitt's Creek? S-H-I-T-T-S?
Yes.
No, it's S-C-H-I.
I know. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's a show.
It's a TV. It's on Netflix, too. I've been watching it.
Is it good?
It's all right. It's got Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
I don't know who either of those people are.
Kevin!
From Home Alone.
Oh,
you ever seen Best in Show?
And then Eugene Levy was the dad on American Pie.
Yes.
Okay, I do know who those people are.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
There you go.
I don't know why I had a lisp. Thanks, guys. What the fuck was this? Last topic.
Last topic of round two. WWE NXT UK, which today they crowned their first NXT UK Women's Champion, which was Rhea Ripley.
I bet that match with her and Toni Storm was good.
It was. But the WWE is now pretty much banning their wrestlers to work outside promotions in Britain.
Yeah, and apparently they're supposed to only work dark matches. Did you see that?
Dark matches?
They're only supposed to work dark matches. Like, they're not supposed to be on televised stuff, even in the other promotions. It's pretty rough.
Interesting.
But there are some wrestlers that have come out and said things. Like, Will Ospreay came out and said, who am I supposed to wrestle? Because reportedly, we didn't put this in the fucking rundown. Walter has signed with NXT.
Damn it. I thought I wrote that.
No, that's huge, though. Reportedly, Walter has apparently signed with NXT UK.
Oh, my God.
Which is a big one for UK.
Huge.
And apparently, he has no interest in going to Raw SmackDown. So,
hey, man.
I guess if you can't wrestle your friends, you might as well fucking go into them.
Yeah.
So, might as well just go there.
Hey, Ricochet even put out the olive branch to Ospreay.
And Ospreay said, never! This is what I said was going to happen. This is exactly what I said was going to happen on the show when we talked about global localization, was it's a fucking olive branch until they fuck them all.
Now, they still are able to wrestle at some promotions.
Yeah, ones that they're homies with.
Yes.
Is Progress one of those?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I actually didn't know Progress was one.
Progress, ICW.
Okay.
Like Pete Dunne has his own. Trent Seven has his own that they're able to work at. And then there's like another one like where Jordan Devlin like teaches at.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some big mm-hmm. ones that people can still see them at.
Pete Dunne said, "Chill out, Brit wrestling is fine." Yeah, he did say that today
because
he's the example
British,
of what
the
can
British
happen.
Fans have seen this happen before,
right?
And they didn't have wrestling for so long,
right?
Or at least great wrestling until now, mm-hmm. and then this is what happens,
right? Right. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I'm excited. I think it's a smart move by WWE just to do that.
It's a smart
because you can't get mad about Impact pulling from Evolve,
right?
Because that's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's
not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It sounds like the same thing, but the stipulations are different because one company is a monster, the other company is trying to grow. It's fucking different, Kyle. It is different.
Sounds like
the whiskey's making me angry.
It sounds like you're the same height, but just two different size dicks.
One more note. Deej Kirkby said in the Twitch chat, OTT is not one of those promotions I can work with, and that is a
big
loss.
That was listed on there.
No, OTT is not one of them, and that is where Walter and Ospreay was. That's where most of the big Brit wrestling matches that we hear about over here across mm-hmm. the pond, we hear about the OTT
across
matches.
Across the pond.
That's where we saw Ospreay versus Riddle. That's where you see these big, great indie matches that happen on British soil.
And now you can see them on WWE NXT
Fuck off.
UK. All right, guys. Well...
Oh, hold on. John in the chat said this is a wrestling Boston tea party. That's fucking good.
All right, guys. Well, we've got one more round, one more topic.
No, two topics.
One topic. It's a long topic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
but
we do have
one topic.
We have one topic.
Those are my bullet points.
Oh, I see.
God damn it. Act like you've been here. So, guys, we're going to take our final commercial break,
mm-hmm.
and we got to talk about the elite, the elite,
the elite. That's what they do at the end. Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, wrestling fans. Do you ever watch wrestling and start to fancy book your favorite wrestlers in great rivalries and matches? Do you enjoy the storylines of wrestling, the promos, the shock heel turns, or debuting superstars? Or maybe you like the idea of a wrestling competition. Then why not check out Omega Luke Wrestling Podcast, the home of fantasy booking. You can check out part 1 to 3 of Andrade Cien Almas, or maybe even check out the Fantasy Booking League, where 10 wrestling fans fantasy book against each other with different scenarios to become the Omega Luke Wrestling League champion. And who is the judge of all these matches? Well, it's the Alpha of the Omegas, the King of Fantasy Booking, the Apex Podcaster himself. It's your favorite podcaster's favorite podcast. It's Omega Luke, and you can find Omega Luke on iTunes and Spotify and all the other podcast applications. So why not check out Omega Luke Wrestling Podcast? And if you fancy your chances, maybe you can challenge the champ to a shot at the Omega Luke title.
Sorry to interrupt, fellas, but I am Jack Dillinger from the Five Moves of Doom podcast, and this is a rallying call where you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, Android's podcasting app, YouTube, anywhere you fancy. We will be there. We are the pro wrestling podcast made by the fans, for the fans, and things get crazy every Wednesday and Sunday nights. Now back to the guys with the most metal intro for a podcast I've ever heard in my entire life. It's Smarked to Death, motherfuckers.
We made it! Woohoo! We made it! Ooh!
That's all you missed. That's the only thing you missed about this shit. You son of a bitch.
Oh, my gosh. You ready to talk about round 3?
I'm ready to talk about
guys,
round 3.
Guys, round 3 is untimed, so we're going to be here for an extra hour of fun. No, we're not.
It'll be a bit.
Yeah, it probably will be a bit. All right, let's get into it. The Elite. The Elite.
Yes.
So...
The day after we decide to take a break.
The day after.
We find out trademarks have been filed.
Fucking trademark. Like, so rumors are one thing.
Yeah.
Twitter handles being taken. Domains being taken. That's one thing. Fucking trademarks?
Yeah.
Shit's getting real. And who are the trademarks? Trademark to?
Khan, whatever his
yes.
first name is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jacksonville so Jaguar.
Shit. There's shit here. There's shit here.
I don't know what this...
Well, this is me. So if you spit in one hand, shit in the other or whatever.
I see. There's tangible shit. Yes. I understand. This is insane. And I fucking told you.
You told me.
I told you that there was no way. So we talked about this rumor 3 or 4 episodes ago now.
We talked about this rumor for four years now.
Yeah, whatever. We talked about this for a while. And when the rumor came up, Kyle was lukewarm. You never said you didn't believe it. You had trouble believing it, but you didn't say you didn't believe it. And I said, there's no fucking way there's this much smoke and there's no fire.
You have
I didn't
said
say
this.
That exact thing.
No, no, you, you've said that. There's you said more, you have said there is definitely fire to this smoke.
Yeah, there's just no way. Because what I thought that was and what we now know that is let's leak this motherfucker and see what the interest is before we file these trademarks. And then boom, it happens. And this is fucking wild.
Yeah.
And now it lines up with all this random shit we see happening, like, oh, the addiction all of a sudden don't have contracts and haven't signed. Where would they be most likely to go? WWE or with their friends? Why would Christopher Daniels not want to coach and Kazarian? Why would they both not want to coach a new generation of
promotions? Now, this is why I will say if they go over to this, they will not be coaches.
They'll be both.
They will be like producers. For matches,
okay.
They will be they'll be talent. They will not. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're training people.
No. I think they'll train them, but they'll also. I think they'll wrestle stuff.
I don't think they're gonna have like a whole school for this.
I don't think it was. So you still have to train at some point, though, right? Like you still have to work through the matches. You have to like try to get these wrestlers better.
Okay, so when I say producer, that's
I don't mean a school. I'm not
agent.
Talking about.
I'm talking about like them being like agents. So like what Pitt Finley is.
Oh, okay, okay. Then I don't have the right terminology.
Well, like like Arn Anderson, like those are agents and producers. Like so, that's what I'm picturing as them.
Right.
And
right.
You just had your terminology wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've heard there's a lot of shit that has now come out with this. That's interesting. The first thing that I think, the first bullet I want to bring up that we have on here is Cody has said that he wants to work the G1 in 2019.
Yes, he has.
So clearly.
But he has also said plenty of times this is the last show with Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
He might already be done with the NWA.
Yeah, he may be. But the thing is, like, this is where everything's so interesting is, like, Cody can bring the NWA to work. He can bring that talent in to work in his promotion, and they can still be NWA talent.
Mm-hmm.
He can just use that to help the NWA and his own promotion get over. There's a lot of different things going on. I'm seeing some comments here. I don't understand what that is. All Elite Wrestling Talent is...
They're taking their talents to Jacksonville.
Oh, I see. That's fucking funny. That's hilarious. Anyway, so Cody said he wants to work the G1. So we talked about this last night a little bit. We both think that most likely these wrestlers that sign with them can work anywhere they want.
That's what I would say.
That's what they have to do.
If the way that they are and the way that you would assume that they are, that they want freedom for all.
Right. So, yeah, and they want like healthcare and all this shit, which won't come immediately, but surely that's what they're working for. It's an alternative.
I mean, if you offer healthcare to a wrestler, every fucking wrestler's.
Yeah. Everyone. WWE, they'll leave the money behind and come get healthcare because healthcare is so fucking expensive.
Yes.
But they also have to make a lot of money. We've heard lots of other things. WrestleTalk claims that they had a source that told them that 2 WWE main roster guys have been approached to join AEW and have provisionally accepted it. Who do you think they are?
I did not read that.
Yes, WrestleTalk said that literally the exact same day as these trademarks.
So the only thing that you can think of...
There's 2 guys you can think of.
Gallows and Anderson.
And they would. Because they can stay stateside.
If they can stay stateside, that's
they
a
can.
Big thing.
It's in Jacksonville.
I don't think
it's fucking in Jacksonville.
It better not just be based in Jacksonville. No against Jacksonville, but Jacksonville kind of fucking sucks.
It does kind of suck. There are better cities in Florida.
There are better cities.
Go to Tampa, goddammit.
Get out of Florida. Why is Florida the Mecca for wrestling? Know. Get the fuck out.
It's where all the old people that
sitting
go
over
to retire.
Waco. We got Magnolia.
Yeah,
now.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Chip and Joanna. Put them in a cage match. Fuck yeah. Oh, man.
But so this all is starting to make sense because Jericho has said plenty of times, like, him and JR are not a part of, like, they have said, like, we're not buying a promotion. We're not doing any of this. Now, that doesn't mean they're not a part of it.
Who said that? Yeah, thanks, man. Feels good. I'm usually wrong. So it feels good this time.
I'll give credit.
I could still be wrong.
You could. This could all just go to shit.
There's no way that Jericho's not involved as a talent, though. There's no way Jim Ross is not involved as the on-air commentator, especially since WWE's not letting him call Wrestle Kingdom.
And he's getting done with Access, and so he's going to be done with New Japan.
And he's done with WWE in January, February.
I don't know if this has anything to do with this, but I did find it interesting that this was announced today. Excalibur is going to be doing commentary for New Japan.
I did see that.
With Kevin Kelly and not Don Callis.
Yeah, that's interesting. Don Callis, you would think, would want Impact to work with these guys.
Yes.
Oh, I would love Don Callis to be the voice of a new promotion.
I just don't see why these guys just like Impact and these guys just don't team up.
I don't see why.
Because I hate the names that they trademarked for this fucking wrestling.
All Elite Wrestling is fine, but go on the ones you hate.
All Elite Wrestling?
It sounds better the more I hear it.
Why not like Elite Pro Wrestling?
Elite Pro Wrestling sounds great, but Tuesday Night Dynamite is fucking bad.
That's the worst thing I've ever fucking
heard. It's real fucking bad.
Tuesday Night Dynamite.
It's like they wanted to give tribute to WCW.
Yeah, like, Cody, we get it. Like, you're an 80s mark. Yeah, but yes. For the love of God.
Yeah, that one's really...
Tuesday Night Titans, Tuesday Night Dynamite. It's like, let's not.
That's really bad. So, one more rumor before we go on to the big boys' response to it. Yesterday, in a paid interview, this is huge. CM Punk said that he would consider an offer to work in All Elite Wrestling, which basically confirms the motherfucker.
I mean, he's confirmed.
No, not him going. I'm saying the promotion existing.
Oh, okay.
To me more or less confirms it. But he said that Cody never formally offered with any money. He just texted him saying it'd be cool if you wanted to show up and do something, which I believe that's what happened. I believe CM Punk.
I wonder if CM Punk is officially done wrestling, but he would still like to do part of wrestling.
You didn't read the interview, did you?
I read it.
He said that he would like to go out on his own terms. He's not done wrestling. He's done with WWE.
I didn't read the own terms part then.
Yeah, he said there's some things he'd like to tie up, be fun.
I could see him doing commentary with JR.
I could see him showing up for the first year and then doing commentary. I could see him being a casual wrestler, like Colt Cabana. I could see him doing the same shit Colt Cabana does. Not with Colt Cabana, because they probably hate each other now.
Yep.
So, be interesting if the Elite wants to work with CM Punk, seeing as they are also boys with Colt Cabana, and they can't...
2019, baby.
2019 is going to be fucking wild. Tell them what WWE is doing.
So, WWE right now, if you haven't listened to the fucking first round, they are signing up everybody that they can.
Everyone.
So, we're talking about Walter. He's gone.
Yeah.
ACH. Gone. Shane Strickland. Silas Young.
Yeah, everybody that they could potentially sign.
Yeah.
They're just signing them up, eating them up.
And the big ones, I don't know if we talked about this yet, but WWE is pursuing, was it Naito?
Naito, yeah. Well, Naito ain't going, but that's one of them, yeah.
Naito, Ibushi.
And yeah.
Okada.
We did not talk about that. They will get Okada.
You're pretty adamant on WWE getting Okada.
WWE will get Okada. They will get Okada. 100% positive that they will get him.
Now, that's a match I'd like to see, Brock Lesnar versus Okada.
Actually, I would like to see that. That'd be great. And Heyman,
Okada is fucking huge.
Yeah, he is a very large man. But they also released a survey saying that...
let's talk about this.
WWE also, very quickly after this came out, sent out a survey asking, what is it about WWE you want to be improved? And everyone said everything. No, I'm just kidding. But that is interesting. I don't think they'll do anything about it, but they clearly are concerned.
Oh, you have to be.
They're not concerned. This is not going to be an immediate competition.
It's one thing putting on the biggest independent show ever.
Uh-huh.
It's another thing starting competition.
Well, this is
Vince. Which Vince loves.
He does.
He's going to love this, but he's also going to try to kill you at it.
Yeah,
he's going to show you you don't fuck with the big dog.
He's going to try to make sure he buys you.
Yeah.
That's what he wants to do. Because now he's going to be pissed off he can't buy these guys.
Yeah, because he wants you. Because he wants these guys.
This is it. If they open their own promotion, they will never be in WWE. This is the end.
No, I will never
unless
say
their promotion fails.
I will. Yeah,
if
I will
the
never
promotion
say
fails, maybe. Maybe they go. Maybe
never
they
thought
go
Eric
after
Bischoff
that.
Be in WWE.
Oh man, because he hated WWE,
and Vince hated him.
It's crazy.
It's crazy what money can do to some people.
Yeah, it is. It is. But 2019 is going to be wild, guys. I hope that if you're listening to the show, that you stick with this because we might try to position ourselves as the All Elite Wrestling podcast.
Yeah, we would.
We'll be in a line.
All Elite Wrestling.
To death.
What a fucking name.
You hate it so much.
I hate it. It's so bad.
All right, guys, before we get out of here.
Oh, but the other things that they did.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The other things that they trademarked besides those two was All Out. AEW All Out, which it is looking like it's going to happen on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
in Vegas.
The rumors are that it's going to be Vegas, Memorial Day weekend. I thought that there was a chance it'd be Vegas because it's double or nothing.
We were hoping Texas.
But if you guys like us and you want us to go to that, it'd be great if you drop some subs on Twitch Prime, especially if you use Amazon Prime. You don't have to spend your own money.
Yeah.
Support us. We'll give you those support links here at the end.
Yeah.
Or if you're watching on Twitch, they're all in the bio. Bio. So let's move on to questions, and then we'll get the fuck up out of here.
So who brought us these questions?
Oh, yeah. So we have to talk about these questions, which are brought to you by Markout Media. Are you guys looking to mark out?
Of course.
Then you need to check out the Markout Media podcast featuring Victor and David Edge.
Who are they?
David and Victor Edge are two brothers that, just like us here at Smart to Death, they run down the hottest news, events, and topics in the world of professional wrestling. You can listen to their podcast on
what?
iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Say.
So,
that is nice.
Sound like you want to follow them.
Damn yeah. Well, but where can I?
At Markout Media 18, everywhere on social media. Tell them that you and I sent them. I did it again.
You and I.
I did it again. I pointed to myself and said you. I did it a fucking again. Wow. All right, let's move on to questions here. William Nichols at Wild Will 1972 asks, why does Raw and SmackDown run basically the same stories complete with similar characters? Oh, okay. He's asking why are storylines and characters almost the same in WWE? It's because it's what they...
But he's saying like each show, they're basically the same.
Yeah. He's saying like both shows are identical.
I will not agree. SmackDown is way better than Raw.
I think if you're saying that all the characters are the same, I disagree with you. I think if you're saying that these characters are the same characters we've seen for years, that's wrestling, baby.
Yeah.
We're not going to see characters that are that different.
No, Raw is focused on having authoritative figures. Uh-huh. SmackDown is just doing
it's wrestling. It's a
wrestling show. It's doing wrestling right.
He wants to know if the writers are this lazy. So if we're saying boring storylines, I think that it's a combination of lazy and a combination of limited by what is approved.
Yeah, I'm going to say limitations.
I think that they have limitations. I don't – to me, the writing team – a company that creates the writing team that has NXT is not one that hires lazy writers. It's one that is limited by what – maybe what maybe we don't know what USA wants.
Yeah, you gotta make the people
– You got to make the TV happy.
Yeah, where NXT's on WWE Network, so –
yeah,
pretty much they can do whatever the hell they want to.
Justin Miles of the WPAW asked, thoughts on NXT UK restricting talent from wrestling certain promotions? We talked about it at length earlier in the show. I think that it would be – I'm not a fan. You don't seem to care.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much the easiest way to go. Take the Bump podcast asks, would we prefer NXT to become recognized as a true brand and have certain stalwarts of the brand stay in NXT? Or do you like that it's a promotional brand already?
So that's an interesting thing. Triple H recently came out, and he kind of said like he wants NXT to be its own thing. So I think if NXT UK turns out to be a success and NXT continues on the path that they are, I think they will just consider it as its own thing.
I think it almost is now. I think that's why we haven't seen any people move up. It's because they have already decided that NXT will be its own brand, and that's why we're getting subdivisions of it now. I'm interested to see what happens when they get this influx of talent, because you can't – NXT does a good job of making us want to see people, but how long can you keep Dakota Kai and Candice LeRae, ACH, Shane Strickland, all these other guys they have coming in, how long can you keep them off the show before we start getting sick of it?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, like, when you have these people that are in the UK and they start to get – really popular and you want to see them against somebody that's on the regular NXT show.
I think that's where they're going to have the issue, and they got to go either to 2 hours or they need to do it twice a week. Either way, they're going to have to give us even more content, and that sucks kind of.
So you're saying like two shows? Like, so you would need like two UK shows?
Two NXT shows. Two main NXT shows.
Because
we were talking like the
NXT. So you have the NXT UK, you have NXT, but you're saying had another NXT show.
I think so. I think the roster's getting too big.
Yeah,
it's getting really big. Deonna Purrazzo's having to work NXT UK because there's no room for her on NXT. but she's working over there.
Oh, interesting.
So it's interesting. I mean, also it helps that her boyfriend's England.
She's not.
Yeah, she's working in NXT UK.
But is she English? She's not.
No, God, no. She's from the States. Zachary Charlotte asked three questions. Thoughts on the final battle card so far? Thumbs up. Fucking thumbs up. Yeah. That card looks incredible.
You said, like, this has to be a home run. You said this
has to be a home run.
You said this show is a home run, no matter what. And then I said,
we thought that was a super card of honor. Yeah. using future ROH and New Japan shows, where do you see Skrull, Sabin, Gordon, Castle, and Taven getting their world title shots? That is a great question. Skrull gets his in the Garden. Yeah. He gets it at MSG. Flip Gordon will get his at the first show in January.
He could get it at Supercard.
He could get it at Supercard. No,
Supercard is G1. Yeah.
He could. I could see them doing a triple threat.
Okay.
I could see them doing a triple threat. Dalton Castle, I don't think he gets his shot.
No, I think Dalton Castle, that's somebody who should probably move on from Ring of Honor.
Yeah, probably so. Matt Taven will be... Was it Death by Dishonor? Is that what they do later in the year? His will be later in next year, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I think
Death before Dishonor?
Yeah, I think it'll be for a while. And Chris Sabin, I didn't even know, had a shot.
Does Chris Sabin actually have a title shot?
I don't know.
I never read that one. I knew Marty had one, Cody had one,
mm-hmm.
and Flip had one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about... Well, Taven just says that he's the champ.
Yeah.
But Chris Sabin, I didn't know.
Yeah, Zachary Charlotte asked, what wrestling on-demand service do you use?
Powerslam.tv.
Which you can sign up, actually. Here's a promo spot for you. Powerslam.tv has a web browser now, and if you sign up, your first month is free, and you can use a promo with the greatest name, Smark to Death.
Ayo.
So if you know how to spell our logo, you know how to spell the promo code, and you know how to get 30 days for free.
There you go.
And you can watch a fucking killer Bruiser Brody documentary.
They have CCW on there.
That's right. You can Defy watch MJF. Wrestling.
AAW. They got some good stuff on there. Damn. But we also have...
I have New Japan, Ring of Honor.
And WWE.
Fight TV.
Yeah.
So, and Powerbomb.
I watch GWN sometimes. I like to go back and watch some old Impact shows.
I got Powerbomb because I've been really enjoying Chikara. Despite the botchy wrestling, I do like Chikara.
Oh.
It is something. Is that right? Is that accurate?
That is very
accurate. It's not bad. It's certainly not bad, but it is something. Mike Quackenbush is fucking fantastic on commentary, though. He's killer at it.
He was killer on that interview that we did with him.
Yeah, he was.
You can check that in the archives.
You can. Zachary Sarilo also asked, what promotions will we be watching during WrestleMania 35 week? Whatever Lucha versus, or whatever Impact is doing
Twitch. Yeah, they've got stuff going on. I'm always catching Impact when it's on.
ROH, Impact.
You got Ring of Honor versus, not Ring of Honor versus New Japan.
Ring of Honor and New Japan will definitely be watching that show.
Yeah.
That's going to be rough this year.
And then, of course, I'm going to watch TakeOver for damn sure.
Oh, we're going to double TV again. We're going to have to.
And then, of course, you have to watch WrestleMania. Yeah. You have to.
Yeah,
you might hate it, but you got to put yourself through it.
That's true. We only have a few more questions. All right. Shane Richardson asks, he has a few of them. Does it make him that guy that he just can't sit through Raw anymore? No, Raw's fucking terrible right now.
No.
Our friend Roger is super optimistic about wrestling, and he cannot stand Raw right now.
Yeah, him and Joey are probably our two most optimistic people that we know, and it's awful.
Yeah, it's.
I can't even. Luckily, I just watch on Hulu, so
it was still bad, wasn't it?
There's an hour and a half already taken off. But it's horrible.
It's still bad. Yeah. B. Do we ever think that Seth versus Dean would be this cold?
No.
God, no. I'm so disappointed by this.
Mm-hmm.
With the potential additions of Ishii versus Zack Sabre Jr. and Ospreay versus Ibushi, how great does Wrestle Kingdom look on paper? Fucking immaculate.
Wrestle Kingdom always looks good on paper.
And it's always good.
Yeah.
It's just always good. Wrestle Kingdom literally hasn't failed in years.
I'm trying to think what I did not... The only thing I hate from New Japan is just multi-man matches.
Yeah.
Multi-man tag matches. Let me rephrase that.
Revisionist Booking wants us to recast the show of Golden Girls with women's wrestlers. I can't do that.
Karis might.
So Sophia is like the really like honest one. That always wants to talk about her past.
So that's Samoa Joe.
Women's
wrestlers. Damn it.
And she's like brutally honest and mean.
That's Becky.
And then Dorothy is like the leader, like me. that always wants to keep everyone together and organized.
That's Charlotte.
Rose is the dumb one.
That is
Alicia Fox. But she's like really loving and sweet and a good friend.
Alicia Fox.
And then Blanche is the sex crazed one, but is also a good friend.
That's Alicia Fox as well.
That was a good question.
If I would say Scarlett Bordeaux. There you go.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you for being a friend.
And everybody, that was Karis Dillon. You can follow Karis Dillon. So one more question at SunnyJason2. Give me your honest opinion. How was Raw this week? Does that answer the question?
I need some fucking cleaner now.
Sorry. It was fucking awful, dude.
Just watch SmackDown and NXT.
I watched the Texans versus Titans, and that game wasn't even good. And I'm a Texans fan.
Yeah.
It was good for a half.
Here's the crazy thing. We talked about, we didn't talk about it with the people, but 2 weeks ago, you had the highest rated Monday Night Football game.
Mm-hmm.
Last week was the lowest.
Yep.
When this usually happens, that means Raw
gets a spike.
They get a spike. They went down as well.
Huh.
Yeah.
People hated their televisions on Monday.
They sure did.
We are at the end of the show.
Oh, my gosh.
It feels... We did. 65 minutes we've been going. This is shorter than I expected.
But
we got outros, baby.
Ayo!
We got time. If you guys like what we do, number one, the first way to support us is to go to wherever you listen to your podcasts. Give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating or review so we can be what?
Number one in your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Number one in your heart.
Uh-huh.
That way, we'll be number one on the charts.
That's right. If you like what we do enough, you can go to twitch.tv/smarktodeath. And you can watch our podcast live. And the chat was popping tonight. So
yes, it was.
It was doing great. So all you guys that watched live on the chat, thank you so much. It's fucking awesome to see people chatting when we talk. It really energizes us, I think. Kyle can't even keep his beanie
like
on his
head. I
feel
like a dog getting ready to be fed.
So if you want to watch live, please do. You can drop a subscription. If you have Amazon Prime, subscriptions are free. Mm-hmm. Twitch.tv/smarttodeath. It is free to watch there. Please do that.
If you cannot get enough of us.
That's right.
You can go to patreon.com/smarttodeath. We have a bunch of different tiers in there.
That's right.
You get a t-shirt.
Unedited podcast episodes. So,
and we are even talking about doing exclusive, like almost documentary style documentary.
We're talking about doing commentary type episodes on wrestlers, like documentaries.
Yes.
I
threw the two words together and I made it sexy.
More importantly, if you would like to give Kyle English classes, go to patreon.com/smarttodeath and help him get there, like Brandon McKinney, Natalie Evans, Papa Suter, Robert Jackson, Shane Richardson, Dan White, 720 Wrestling, Warren Hayes, who had a commercial on this show if you are listening on audio, Zach Humphrey, our cash-only patron, Kevin Cito, who I had to set up his fucking thing for him.
That's my new thing for Kevin.
That's weird. Two girls on a bench, Ben Seidel, who had a commercial as well, David Edge from the Markout Media Podcast, who sponsors your questions, Kelly Parker, Cameron Curry, Richard Sandoval, and John JPQ, who's in our chat all the time.
JPQ.
And JPQ will be the first non-Anthony or Kyle guest on Smart to Death when we review Final Battle together, since you'll be gone. So I got to fill you in with him.
All right.
That sounds weird. We have 3 shirts for sale now on ProWrestlingTees.com. What are they, Kyle?
So we got the logo shirt. You can get it either in gray or black.
And the black one looks like Dare, if you know that promotion.
Yeah, something that we are definitely a part of.
Dare to keep off drugs.
And then, of course, our number one in hearts, premium wrestling talk, whiskey glasses. What?
John said your outfit makes you look like a documentarian.
You're damn right.
That was a good one. He's fucking killing it.
Ken Burns, yeah.
I have to record a vlog after this, and I'm buzzing from that old fashioned. So this will be something, maybe. Yeah, I will. Anyway, you can also go to digitaltipjar.com/smarttodeath. Drop a tip.
Oh, we're at Redbubble. Well, we're at Spreadshirt. We're at Redbubble.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get stickers at Redbubble, which we might as well just switch that over to Spreadshirt, right?
I don't think they have stickers.
Well, if not, you can still get them at Redbubble mm-hmm. slash
shop/smart to death. That's an annoying link.
Yes, it is. But you just started our other store.
Yeah, we have hats. We have trucker hats. We have hoodies and baseball tees.
Mugs.
Buttons. Everything that Spreadshirt sells.
This fucker got a mouse pad with Smart to Death logo on it. So I need to get you want one of those as well, we got it.
I don't know why. You just never know. We sold a hoodie.
I want to know this, though. In 2018, who actually has a mouse pad?
I have a mouse pad.
Do you really?
I use a mouse. I play games. It makes it easier to move your mouse when you're playing games. So you're pointing and shooting. Pew, 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 pew.
I need a new host.
Pew, 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 pew. shop.spreadshirt.com/smart to death. You can get whatever you would like there.
My gosh.
Yeah, our friend Kristen from Diva Dirt, she bought a hoodie. John bought a hat. I bought us hats for your birthday.
Oh.
I bought myself a gift for your birthday.
It's the most selfish thing I've ever heard.
It sure is. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Shout out to Karis. She produces the podcast. She has to listen to us talk about wrestling every week. Karis, pass that mic over to Karis because she's got a new venture coming out.
I do.
Pop.
Oh, yeah. So I'm making some shirts and stuff.
Way to sell.
No, so I'm designing shirts and it's called Pop TV Designs. And it's mostly just all the shows I love and stuff like that. But if anyone has any suggestions of TV shows that I don't think are stupid, then I might make something for you. So maybe I'll make something to do with wrestling. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
Maybe I'll be nice.
It's just gonna be like my.
But it's mostly Housewives in the Office. So if you like either of those, then yeah, that's mostly what I'm making.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
Tell them where you can follow Karis.
You can follow Karis at TV with Karis. That's on Twitter. She's gonna get the podcast starting up anytime now.
January.
When the shows come back.
All right.
We talked about this yesterday.
Yes.
And then you can also follow her.
Nope.
No, you cannot. All right. At TV with Karis, it is.
Yes, just do that.
And you can follow us anywhere, at Smart to Death, wherever. We will not be using Periscope anymore. We will not be using Mixer. We will
not be using Facebook.
Well, we are using Facebook. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Smart to Death. You can also follow us on Twitch, the only place to watch our video replays, which seems like it's going well. So we will stick with this. Twitch.tv/smart to death. Definitely what I did. And make sure you subscribe, rate, review, follow, all that good stuff here on the podcast. And that is it. We are plugged out.
Oh my gosh. I'm ready to get plugged in.
It feels good to be back.
Yes, it does actually feel really good to be back. 2 weeks has been a while to not talk about wrestling.
Yeah, it has. It was nice to have a break.
It really was.
Nice. And we'll have another break Christmas week. And
yes. But guys, we have some interviews coming out soon, so
yeah.
we'll on the lookout for those.
We won't announce them until we have them this time, so we won't jinx ourselves.
There you go.
So anyway, guys, that is it. Thank you for watching the show. If you watched on Twitch, thank you for listening wherever you listened.
And making us the live podcast of the year.
That's right. We get a medal. I'm pretty excited. Sign us out.
All right, guys. That's the new theme song. Guys, thank you a lot for watching, listening,
yeah.
Doing all that good shit. For Anthony and Kyle, we will see you next week.